Thank you, Chair, and thank you for having given me the floor. First off, I should like to thank you for your work. This document in general is rather acceptable. However, we do have some comments. In 24A, the subparagraph has numerous elements. First, we support the proposal from the Russian Federation, eliminating as a first step. In 2018, the guiding principles were adopted, so mentioning a first step isn't necessary. We also don't want to mix national practices and the mandate, because the GG mandate is broader that focuses. As regards 24B, we support the Cuban delegation and South African delegation, as well as others regarding the financial item and the three sessions over 2020 and 2021. We also welcome the additional time suggested by the chair for holding the meetings. However, as indicated earlier, for developing countries, it's difficult to participate with experts in three sessions spread out throughout the year. We are flexible about the amount of days, 10 or 15, but we would call for a reconsideration of the amount of sessions. 24D, we appreciate the inclusion of human control over critical functions. We support Cuba's proposal of dividing the paragraph. We are mixing two aspects. We believe that the solution would be to divide it as proposed by Cuba, a full stop after ethical acceptability. And then the next paragraph. We also support the Holy See, Cuba, and others on the incorporation of the ethical principle under legal. The delegations know my delegation's position as regards laws giving rise to serious moral, ethical, and technical issues related to international peace and security. So this should be discussed in depth. And in step with IHL and international law. And the new paragraph on the Friends of the Chair, we believe that this can be complicated. We don't think that we should limit the work of the next chair. However, we're flexible. Should there be a decision to keep this expression, we would have to make sure that there is equitable geographical representation. Also, as the last paragraph is drafted, it gives the impression that in 2020 there will be no document produced. That is to say, there will be numerous days of meeting without any outcome. So we think that it would be inadvisable to not be presenting a document. Thank you very much.